Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, October 1st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Combined resources will improve cardiovascular, kidney, metabolic care. The American Heart Association has acquired program assets of the Cardiometabolic Center Alliance, strengthening efforts to establish integrated care managing cardiovascular, kidney, and metabolic health. The missions of both organizations focus on comprehensive risk reduction and improving patient outcomes. Founded by St. Luke's Mid-America Heart Institute, the CMCA began as an initiative to reshape cardiometabolic care, providing team-based, comprehensive care tailored to each patient. The CMCA's unique care model has shown significant improvements in quality of care and outcomes. By collaborating with the American Heart Association, they aim to expand efforts and help more people live healthier lives. The Heart Association will lead program development, implementation, and clinical support for all existing CMCA members, optimizing the synergy between the two organizations for greater impact.
GeoVax to sponsor the 2025 Dr. David Satcher Global Health Equity Summit. GeoVax Inc., a clinical stage biotechnology company, is sponsoring the 2025 Dr. David Satcher Global Health Equity Summit, emphasizing its dedication to equitable access to vaccines and health innovation. The summit, themed The Quest for Health Equity and Justice, a Global Perspective, will feature keynote speaker Dr. John N. Nkengasong, and explore topics like vaccine access and trust. GeoVax's Director of Preclinical Research, Mary Hauser, PhD, will discuss the company's vaccine programs at the event. GeoVax's Chairman and CEO, David Dodd, highlighted the importance of health equity for global progress. The summit, founded in honor of Dr. David Satcher, aims to advance health equity through research, innovation, and policy, fostering collaboration for sustainable change in global and community health.
NYU Grossman School of Medicine leader to receive the 2025 Research Achievement Award. Judith S. Hochman, MD, PhD, Senior Associate Dean for Clinical Sciences at NYU Grossman School of Medicine, will receive the 2025 Research Achievement Award at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 25. Dr. Hochman's pivotal research in cardiology has influenced global clinical practice guidelines. Her groundbreaking studies, like the shock trial and the ischemia trial, have led to improved patient care and survival rates. Dr. Hochman's dedication to advancing women's cardiovascular health and her leadership in clinical trials have earned her this prestigious recognition. Her relentless commitment to rigorous science and improving patient outcomes has made her a visionary leader in the field of cardiology.
Why does it hurt? New national survey reveals that millions suffer from unexplained pain and illness. A new national survey reveals that nearly half of Americans are living with unexplained pain or illness. The Association for the Treatment of Neuroplastic Symptoms, ATNS, conducted the survey, showing that millions suffer from conditions like chronic pain or fatigue without clear causes. These neuroplastic symptoms can be generated by the brain and are reversible. The survey highlights the prevalence of different symptoms and the public's understanding of their potential causes. Effective treatments exist, but awareness and access need to improve. Recent clinical trials have shown promising results with neuroplastic recovery therapies, offering hope for those suffering from these conditions. The long-term goal is to increase understanding and treatment of neuroplastic symptoms among the public, patients, and practitioners.
Bergen County firm initiates employers Think Pink to save lives by encouraging other companies to take meaningful action in the fight against breast cancer. Davis, Saperstein, and Salomon PC has launched the employer's Think Pink initiative, offering paid time off for mammograms to employees. Inspired by Annette's battle with breast cancer, the firm aims to raise awareness and promote early detection. Annette's story highlights the importance of regular screenings. Employers are encouraged to join the movement to save lives and support their staff. For more information and to participate, visit www.employersthinkpink.com. Davis Saperstein and Salomon PC has been advocating for injured individuals for over 3 decades, providing free consultations and second opinions to those seeking justice.
Jury awards $7 million in Lauderdale County medical negligence case. In a recent medical negligence case in Lauderdale County, a jury awarded Sunitha Mehta Sue $7 million against Dr. Donald J. Bowling and Lauderdale Radiology Group. Despite a bright spot indicating a blood clot in Sunitha's head CT scan, Dr. Bowling reported it as normal, leading to a massive brain bleed days later. The defendants denied wrongdoing, but experts admitted the error could have been caught with follow-up testing. The jury's verdict upheld medical standards and held the defendants accountable for Sunitha's injuries. Marsh, Rickard & Bryan, the law firm representing Sunitha, is known for handling complex personal injury and medical malpractice cases, securing multi-million-dollar verdicts for their clients. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.